Welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast, helping you invest in property for freedom, choice, and profit. You'll learn new, innovative, and multiple streams of property income, whether you want to start, scale, or systemize, and even if you don't have deposits.
Hi, Kevin McDonald here, and welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast. Our guest today on the podcast is for somebody who you may well know. If you've been around the Progressive Property community for a while, if you've been attending events here at Progressive Property, or you've ever been to a Progressive Property networking event, you will know Heidi Mobbs. Heidi has built up a significant property portfolio over the last few years, and she now is the host of the Progressive Property Network in Humberside. So hi Heidi, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for finally having me.
So for many people in the community know who you are, there'll be quite a few people who probably not know you yet or have never heard of you before. So I guess, for anyone who's listening in, when did you get started in property and I guess why?
To be fair, I dabbled in your creative strategy about 13 years ago. So I actually leased a HMO what I lived in. So I had the same journey as you, really. I let it go for a couple of years because I used that income to buy my first buy-to-let.
Right.
And then I did that typical thing of didn't save up enough money, and then I thought I will dabble in creative strategies. So I officially opened my limited company in 2021. And yeah, started around that doing rent-to-rents.
Okay, so what, 2011-ish, you took on a property, lived in it, and rented some rooms at?
Yeah, so I didn't do it properly. Yeah. I didn't do it well with any of the correct paperwork, because you hadn't written your book then.
Yeah.
But yeah, I rented them rooms out, used that money to buy my first property, regret not actually living in it and doing it multiple times.
So then when did you buy your first property?
It's about 9 years ago.
Okay, and then you just stopped completely and restarted 2021?
Yeah, stopped completely and then started again.
What made you restart?
So, funnily enough, my friend went to a training event and came back all excited. Oh, I'm going to get into property. And I thought, God, if you are, I'm definitely going into property. And she quit after 3 weeks and here I am, full-time in property.
If you can do it, surely I can.
Yeah, I was very stubborn. So, yeah, I started in 2021, set up a limited company. Started with a rent-to-rent strategy. I wanted to leave my job was the aim. So I wanted cash flow strategies to sort of do that.
So obviously you came to multiple streams of property and come back in 2021?
Yeah, so I officially did the training first, so I did no money down first.
Yep.
Started the mastermind and then did my SOPI, so I did it a little bit backwards.
Backwards, right. Okay.
And at the same time, thought it'd be good to be a PPN host as well. So I did it all in the same month and thought, I like stress, let's do it at once.
Let's go all in.
Yeah, let's go all in.
So when you started, obviously no money down, the creative property investment techniques, what was your first deal you did after coming here and getting and starting?
So I did the whole, I don't feel like I've got any money, I can't start in property, I want to do rent to rent. So I got a 7-bed HMO on a rent to rent with a quite extreme portfolio landlord who was going to give me a lot of his portfolio.
Yeah.
So yeah, I started with a rent to HMO and then quickly got, I think, 3 or 4 others the next month.
Right. So I meet a lot of people and they say, you know, how do you find these deals? Why would a landlord give you a property? You said something extreme, HMO landlord. What do you mean by extreme?
So it's very eccentric. I hope you don't listen to this. Very eccentric. Very established in property over 30, 40 years. And I was like, but he was very creative at the same time. Yeah. And I'd known him through my previous job, doing social housing was my previous job. So I said to him, look, give me a chance. Please, can I have one of your properties? You've got hundreds. Just give me this one. Can I have four? And then that four will enable me to leave my job. So he was like, oh, I like you. I'll give you a go, basically, and I'll give you a property. So
okay, so actually, I talk a lot about that in the training of just saying to people, look, give me an opportunity to prove myself.
Yeah.
So where some people are thinking, well, why would a landlord do that? Large portfolio landlords actually like to hedge their bets, I guess, and spread out, then diversify to different types of people.
Yeah.
And he just liked something in you?
Yeah, I think I reminded him of when he was younger, and I was a bit like, oh, just give us a go. I'll prove a point. I will take that property on and I'll turn it around.
Yeah.
And it was a very run-down property he had, and I was like, I'll refurb it for you. I'll add the value. I'll take the risk away. So I negotiate a little bit, got him to do the carpets and the serious things like the fire doors, and then I painted it, turned it. It was awful, genuinely awful. It was covered in rat poo. tenant poo, terrible property, basically. And then I turned it around, made it look nice.
Right.
And he was like, oh, okay. And then I was consistent paying his rent, so.
So a lot of people who juggle property and a job and they find that they can't find enough time to do property while they've got a job.
Yeah.
Did you do both? Or did you quit the job completely to go full time on property initially?
No, I did both for 2 years. So after 10 months, I replaced my income.
Right.
So, and I quit after 2 years. So I carried it on and carried it on. So for me, this was a lifelong venture and I wanted to make sure I had that stability. I've got two young children.
Yeah.
The career I had was quite serious. I worked in the prison sector in social housing as a contracts manager. I had a lot to lose. So I replaced my income after 10 months. Then I stabilised the business for 2 years, got employees, got CRN systems, got all of the structure, the accountancy, and did it all properly. And then I left my job. So for me, the issue was doing both. I had a full-time job in the day.
Yeah.
I did property on a night time. I've quit my job now, but I did it at dinner times, between meetings, during meetings, after meetings, on a night time, evenings, had the kids as well. So yeah, I juggled both for 2 years.
Right. So for anyone who's in a job and trying to do property and blaming the job, you did it with a full-time job, full-time mum, full-time prop, all so job, property and being a mum all mixed in together.
And doing the hosting as well. So
hosting the PPN event.
Yeah.
Right. So can anybody find time then to do property if they really commit to it?
I think you can find time to do anything if you want to. I think, first of all, you've got to have a big enough why are you doing it? So for me, I wanted to quit my job before my little one went to school. So right. I was like, right, you've got 3 years to quit your job. She actually starts in September, so I did it again after 10 months. So for me, you've got to have a big enough why to quit your job, and that keeps you going through the bad days, the deals you've lost, the money you've lost, the hardship, and it is worth it. So yeah, if you want to do it, you'll find the time to do it. I think people who make excuses just can't be bothered and don't want to do it.
You initially started with rent-to-rent. Roughly, I mean, whether you've kept them, still have them or not, how many rent-to-rent deals have you pretty roughly done since you started?
Crikey. So I've got rent-to-rents,
profit
shares, management across HMOs and serviced accommodation. I've got 42.
42 properties or 42 units?
Properties.
Properties.
Yeah.
So 42 properties in 3 years?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. That's pretty good. That's more than, what, 1.5 to 2 a month?
Yeah. You didn't know that, did you?
Come over on. The last 2 years. So I knew you had about 30, but she's taking them on all the time. Have you started buying?
Yeah, so that's the plan this year. So I own one serviced accommodation in my personal name. And then this year I've started raising finance. So I've gone through what I've just done in the last 3 years. I want to replace with my own
properties.
Stock, my own properties, just for stability. So yeah, I've started raising finance, looking at purchasing blocks of flats and rundown HMOs in my area and then holding them for life, really.
And then you obviously started to, you were doing the rent-to-rent, you were doing the job, you've got the kids, and you decided, let's host a networking event as well, just because you could fit it all into your day. So what made you decide, obviously the wanting to quit your job, the deciding to build a property portfolio, start with the cash flow of rent-to-rent, get all of that, but what then made you decide, I'm going to host a networking event as well? What was the thought process behind that?
So I said to you before, been recording, I live in like the armpit of the country, which is near Hull. And the comparison should be Liverpool, which is hustling, bustling. There's a lot going on there and there's not a great deal in Hull. So I live in Lincolnshire and I wanted to bridge the gap between two counties by bringing investors and trade to myself, really. So I was like, there's nothing here. Very little opportunity. I will create that myself because there wasn't anything. So I wanted to... bring it all together,
So you set up PPN Humberside.
Yeah.
I guess if you knew you were going to start running a networking event, then why did you choose to run a progressive property networking event rather than just set up a Heidi Mobbs independent?
Yeah, so basically it's PPN and Progressive is like a family. I've done previous property training years ago with other people and this has a family vibe, the support, the, you know, help, Just the opportunities, really, the creative side of things. I wanted to sort of add value to that as well and just bring that to my area. So I wanted to create that in a smaller version in my town rather than, bringing people to us.
As a PPN host, do you think that that allowed you to become more known in the community, more known not just in Humberside, but across the whole of the UK?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, so before, so I, again, like you said, worked in the prison sector. Mm. My name isn't my full name on Facebook. I didn't post anything about my family. I didn't post anything about myself. If you followed me before property, you'd think nobody knew who I was. And what I did with my social media, my branding, the networking event boosted my credibility straight away. And I felt like a little mini celebrity. It was really strange. People were like, oh, are you hype? Oh my God, yes. And it kind of freaks me out a little bit. But yeah, to be fair, I'm still quite well known wherever I go, really. So yeah.
So anyone who wants to actually meet you, come to PPN Humberside, when is it?
So it's the fourth Thursday of every month in Humberside. So it's in North Lincolnshire is the location. You can find me on Facebook, Heidi Louise. I'm very approachable. Chat to me. Yeah, just have a look. I can send you ticket links and just tell you a little about the speakers.
Right. So Progressive Property Network, by the way, there is property networking events right across the UK. So Progressive Property here in Peterborough run various trainings from their own headquarters, but they've got local Progressive Property Networking hosts all across the UK, from Birmingham to Humberside to Bournemouth, literally various different towns across the whole country, even up in Glasgow. So if you're listening to this or watching this, if you go to the progressivepropertynetwork.co.uk, you'll see your local networking event. And if you want to head along to Humberside, just click on the, when it goes to your locations, click on the Humberside and you can book a ticket to come and meet Heidi at her networking event in Humberside. So there will be a Progressive Property Network close to you wherever you are in the country. So just head over there to Progressive Property Network, or I'll put a link in the description where you can find out more details about your local property networking event. And maybe if you don't have a property networking event local to you where you are, maybe you want to be the Heidi. Maybe you'd like to set one up where you are in your location and bring a networking event linked to Progressive Property to your own locality as well. You could potentially do that too. So as a host of a PPN, what are the big benefits for you? And I guess outside of become known in the area, what are the other sort of big benefits? And I guess what are the benefits that have come out of it that you hadn't even realised at the start?
So a lot of my joint ventures are actually in the room, and I didn't realise that at the beginning. My initial thing was to bring investors to me, to either raise finance or do partnership together. So I either manage a lot of the properties in the room, or I've got joint ventures within the room, and I've sold a lot of properties within the room as well, because I do deal packaging. So yeah, there's a lot of opportunity there. I've made loads of friends, actually. Loads of friends, loads of opportunities, loads of deals. And it's like a little mini family. So if I need a trade, or somebody needs a trade, or you know, you need somebody to be connected to, I pretty much know a person. Mm. I feel like the Yellow Pages. So
I guess anything. You're like the connector of everybody.
Yeah, I'm the connector of everybody in my area. And also, because of where I'm positioned in the north, people just think I own the north, and I don't. Doesn't work like that, sadly. But yeah, I connect a lot of people. They come to me, and also there's a lot of joint ventures in that room as well.
Right. So for especially doing things like rent to rent, I guess if there's a landlord in the room and he's got some property, doesn't want to manage it himself, he's kind of coming to you as the expert?
Yeah, coming to me as the expert. And because I've got a social housing background, it's quite a difficult sort of sector to get into if you don't know what you're doing, and it can be quite scary. I've dealt with ex-prisoners all my life. So again, if people have got challenges with tenants, or they don't know what to do with benefits, again, I'm quite well known for that in the area.
Right. And what's next for Heidi? So where is the you mentioned there about buying property this year and raising some money this year and stuff, but what's sort of the longer term goal from your property business?
So I always joke that I just want to go paddleboarding with some cheese and crackers and a Budweiser and not speak to anybody. But no, on a serious note, it's replacing everything I've just done with properties I own, and I've got a certain figure I'd like to get to per month in profit.
Right.
And I've got KPIs. So I'd like to replace everything I've just done, get a certain profit per month, and then hopefully, I've already got an employee, but get that person to manage everything in the portfolio and just...
Yeah. So your cash flow from rent to rent at the moment, I know some of them are managed, so you just manage properties for people. Some are profit shares, so you're giving half the profit to the landlord. Some are to a JV partner, and some are actual took on and guaranteed rents.
Yeah.
What's your, overall of those 42 properties, what's your sort of positive cash flow per month, roughly?
I decided to buy a transporter as well, so it's about if I didn't have a transporter, about $6,000.
Okay. So the transporter is paid monthly out of the business?
Yeah, paid monthly out of the business. Okay. So it's a company vehicle. But I wanted it. It's my little pride and
joy. So $6,000 a month profit every month after all cost, plus a free transporter included in there.
Yeah.
That's not bad. The plan now is to get to $6,000 a month in properties that you own.
Yeah. Well, the first plan is $10,000 a month in cash flow.
Right.
And then in addition to that,
$10,000 a month from ownership.
$10,000 a month from ownership. Right. Yeah.
And then, so you'd be at sort of $20,000 a month.
Yeah.
If somebody said that to you in 2021, that you'd be at quit your job, full time in property, $6,000 a month after covering your costs, and running your transporter, and a plan to get to $10,000 owned and $10,000 under rent to rents are controlled, what would you have said to them?
I used to listen to you on this podcast, and I was like, you was my idol when I first met you. And I was like, oh my God, it's Kevin McDonald. And now
that's my wife. I'm nobody's idol.
No, but the fact that I'm now on the podcast telling you this story is bloody unbelievable. So yeah, within a very short space of time, yeah, amazing.
Do you think anybody can do it if they put their mind to it?
Yeah, it's important that you said put your mind to it, because a lot of people go, oh, I can do that, and I've given properties back because they didn't work. I've lost money, I've got money, all sorts of stuff's happened. You've got to get through them days. But yeah, anybody can do it if you put your mind to it.
That's really interesting. I meet a lot of people and they say they're afraid of starting in case they do the wrong deal.
Yeah.
I've done loads of deals where they kind of didn't really work out the way I hoped them to.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have got the good ones if I didn't go through the bad ones. And you said something really interesting there is you've had to give properties back because they didn't quite work out.
Yeah.
For the people that are sitting, listening or watching and they're thinking, I'm worried about making a mistake, what would you say to them?
Just do it anyway. I've had conversations today about imposter syndrome. I just pretend I haven't got it and move on very quickly. I've taken on deals in areas that I didn't know very well. I think I come on your patch one time, didn't I? And I was like, I definitely don't want to touch that patch. And I wore myself too thin very quickly, and that was a terrible idea. So I've had challenges, and it's overcoming them challenges and carrying on is the most important thing. So I've given properties back in areas I didn't like, even if there was positively cash flowing, because I wore myself too thin. I either didn't have the correct support there or the correct trades, and it just impacts on your time massively. So don't be afraid to get started. Just figure it out. And if you continue to figure it out and work through it, then you'll be fine.
So you spoke there about challenges and obstacles you've faced and taken on some wrong properties, but all of that's led you to where you are. So of all of those challenges, what would you say the biggest challenge you've had in property?
I'd probably say, first of all, taking on too much too quickly and wearing myself too thin was the main thing in the first year. I nearly burnt out in the first year. And I always say I was viewing properties I didn't want to buy. I was doing too many strategies too quickly, and I think that's the worst thing. If you're going to do any training or any strategy, pick one until you get it perfect. So I replaced my income in 10 months. The first 6 months, I actually didn't get any deals.
Right, but I'm going to challenge that a little bit.
Yeah.
Where I hear this a lot from people, and I usually hear it from successful people. And what successful people say, and if you're listening or watching this, you need to remember this. Successful people say, I took on too much at the start. I got burnt out at the start. I was viewing properties I didn't take on, etc. And I wish I didn't do that. But let me challenge you on that. Do you think that if you hadn't viewed as many, hadn't done as much, hadn't gone all in, and you had been a bit slower? Because the opposite is, I see people who are trying to focus on one thing, stick to one thing. They're really slowly doing one thing and they never get anywhere. They never do anything and then they quit. Do you think that it was more about your drive and your determination? And actually, when you did those first few months of not getting any deals, you were learning your area. You were learning what didn't work. You were building your connections and your contacts. You were figuring out the numbers. You were getting all of the foundation in place so you could fly.
Yeah.
And had you not done all of the different techniques and learned a lot about different stuff, then you wouldn't have been able to then figure out which one was the one that fitted you best to go with that thing. Well, if you go on one direction and just do one thing initially, you might go on the one that doesn't work for you or doesn't resonate for you because you didn't test all the other stuff. Yeah. So was the first 10 months actually one of the most important beneficial parts of your growth because you did all of that stuff that you didn't work so you could write it off? that you could park it.
Yeah.
But did stuff come out of all of those viewings? Like, you know, when I did a viewing, I didn't get a deal. But the investor I did the viewing with, they gave me a load of money for a JV, etc. So was there upside out of all the downside?
Oh, there always is. Property is difficult, but I've always learned something. So I've either always got an opportunity out of something, and I try not to dwell on if it is a negative, what is the positive in there. So yeah, there's always a learning curve.
So in definitely. Those first 10 months, what sort of big positives came out of the not getting a deal done?
Relationships. I've got really good relationships within the area. All my deals actually come word of mouth. So I don't have to leaflet, I don't have to do Facebook adverts. My marketing's quite, if anyone watches me, really inappropriate, funny marketing, but I always get a lead from every post, which is great. So everything I tried to do and I sort of didn't fail on, but was a challenge, like leaflet dropping, I've turned it into a positive and turned it into my own little niche.
Okay, what would you say to anybody looking to get started? Anyone who maybe is looking to get started, or they have started, but they haven't got a deal done yet. Maybe they're 3 months in and they're also not getting a deal done, and they're saying to themselves, this is not working for me. What would you say to those people?
So my mindset was in it for the long term. This is my job now. So when I had a job, this was going to be my job for life, and it's being consistent. So consistency is the most important thing. Do something every day, whether it's for 10 minutes, an hour, every single day, just to keep that momentum going and treat it like a job. If you don't get anything in one day, you might get something another day, and just keep it going. So definitely get a network around you. One of the reasons I run the PPN event is to have a network around you. If you're having a bad day or a challenging deal, or you're not an expert in that deal, someone else could stack it for you, or, you know, give you a fresh perspective on what's going on in your life or what's going on in that deal. And none of my school friends understood what was going on. My partner didn't understand what was going on. And I built a property family so I could speak to them every day and go, bloody hell, this is hard, isn't it? Or what are you up to? Have you got any tips? So yeah, anyone that thinks, oh, I'm not a millionaire in 3 months. Well, yeah, you're not. So what are you going to do about it? Be consistent and get your little property family around you.
For anyone who's a bit more introverted and they're thinking, oh my God, I don't want to run an event, what would you say to them?
People think I'm an extrovert and I'm not, which is funny. This is my sort of persona. I am terrified to speak in front of people. If you come to my event, I get someone else to shout everyone to sit down. I'll go, shh. you've got, fake it till you make it is a controversial saying. Some people like it, some people don't. And I faked it until I made it, but in a consistent way. And I was very transparent as well. So I didn't say, oh, I've got 20 properties. I had one. So I was very honest from the start. So just keep that momentum going consistently is the most important thing. I'm not an extrovert. I come across it, but I'm not. This is why I just want a paddle board on my own into the sunset and just be like quite antisocial. But yeah, you just have to sort of forget you've got imposter syndrome or whatever. And just so even if you do feel introverted and you can't do any of that, attend an event, go with somebody else, take a friend, meet some more people. My event, for example, and I always classify this, it's quite a northern, chilled, family vibe. You get introduced, speak to a host member or the host before you go and just say, actually, I'm feeling a little bit, you know, like overwhelmed or whatever. And then I will talk you through what the event's like, the structure of it, who's going to be there, what to expect. And then I'll meet and greet you personally on the door as well. Come in, and then I will say, what area you're from, what strategy, and I'll try and put you with someone like a little buddy system as well. So just to make you feel a little bit more comfortable coming to an event.
Okay, cool. So if you are introverted and you want to attend a networking event rather than run your own, or you just want to dip your toe in the water and get a little bit of a understanding our thought process around how property works in your local area, get yourself to one of the local Progressive Property networking events. Your event again, Heidi, is when?
Fourth Thursday of the month.
So the fourth Thursday of every month, you can go to the Progressive Property Network .co.uk, look for your local PPN, and it's Progressive Property Network Humberside for Heidi. There's others right across the UK that you can find on there as well. If anybody wants to reach out to you, follow you, etc., how can they find you?
Best,
outside of the PPN.
Best place is probably Facebook, Heidi Louise.
Heidi Louise.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for coming in. I think everyone's going to absolutely love this. And keep an eye out for Heidi Louise. Let's see if she does get to that 10 grand a month of rent-to-rent property and owned property in the next, what period of time?
Oh, by the end of the year.
By the end of this year. So let's give her 10 more months, roughly 9 to 10 more months to get to that target. I think she's going to make it. By the way, if you're in the YouTube, comment in the chat, do you think she's going to make it as well? There's links to the Progressive Property Network in the chat as well. You've been listening to Kevin McDonald on the Progressive Property Podcast with Heidi Louise Mobbs. I shall see you next time.